Blog Talk Radio.
Show me how, show me how you like it done. Your old mind, I'll make you feel like you're the one. Take off your clothes, give me your trust. Look me in the eyes and confess your lust. Get on your knees, beg me to stop. I promise I love you if you do it, so do it for me. Never before, take off your clothes, give me your trust, look me in the eyes and confess your lust, get on your knees, beg me to stop, I promise I'll love you if you do it, so do it for me.
Welcome, everybody, to another Wednesday's of Art of Seduction. We're so happy to be here and anxious and excited to read your amazing poetry, as always. And so let's get this ball rolling with your awesome, awesome lines of magical and sensual and seductive poetry. And with me is my beautiful host, Pam Ray. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Naomi. How's it going?
It's going well. Getting ready to get
wonderful.
The road.
Yes. Well, I do have one person to bring on, so I'll go ahead and do that before we get started. And hello, Fallon. Welcome to the show. Glad you could join us.
I'm glad I could be. Thank you.
Hi, Fallon. So glad you're here.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I see you. I see you have an amazing piece on the board. So, and you said you could speak for a bit. So we'll try and... get your piece in there? How long can you stay for?
I could probably say the first hour or maybe a little bit after.
Okay, so we'll put your piece in from the first hour
like
there.
You want everybody else's, it's fine.
Yeah, you can help us read. Yeah,
yeah.
Cool. Always happy to have you on the show, Fallon.
Oh, thank you.
And, yeah, so tonight, I had some quotes, some pictures. The touch of your hand is poetry to my skin. Recite me sonnets with your fingertips. Write me poetry with every stroke. And then I had one, I want your fingertips all over me tonight. So, yeah, I hope, this is going to be a hot, hot night, sultry and seductive and sensual. And, just like we like our Wednesday nights. So whenever you're ready, Pam, you can put up our first piece.
All right. Well, up first I have When Our Naked Eyes Meet, It's Like Standing in a Meteor Shower by Freya and Naomi. Will you give that a read for us, please?
Of course. By Freya. When our naked eyes meet, it's like standing in a meteor shower. As our naked eyes meet, piercing the veil, thin membrane of meaningless distance and the foolishness of finite time, I am afraid I cannot easily describe what transpires using words for body parts, sounds of lips. I will try to find a point of reference, but I think it leads to a bigger question. When our naked eyes meet, I feel so many things at once, like standing in a meteor shower. Each luminous streak replaying memories of different lifetimes together, the levels of remembrance are overwhelming. What is love? The relative curvature of space, rather, who is loved and by whom? Form follows purpose. I, as a younger woman, saw the curve of your smile, the emotion in your eyes. In a different lifetime, I, as a younger man, watched the way you moved when we danced together. Some lives we were straight, even betrothed, other lives decidedly, dangerously not straight. The fragrance you left in my mind when you left a room, the way you kissed me. So many lives, I only saw you in pieces, flashes and fragments, a confluence, a recognition of fragrance of living things in spring. In this time, when the depth of these fragments can be joined, can be understood as pieces of a larger mosaic, the work of some earthen Venus, then within these shifting, changing forms of flesh resides a spark born from a distant act of creation, of separation, of reunion, kind of copulation, sketched out over many cultures and times, each building on previous layers, the sensual artwork of beings living outside of time, a kind of exploration of emotion depth, the persistence of love. Though we have yet to meet again in this world of flesh, I hold the energy of you as a nebula holds a star. At the center of my being, lighting up the inner world, formerly cloaked in a shadow. End poem. That was just beautiful. Wow. I'm going to let you go first, Fallon.
Well, I was really taken back by this piece. There's so much to digest, and what it really speaks to me is of how the desire and passion brings them together, and then the love and the union, and they're the only two, and then like a universe, and then it goes on to the separation of whatever. But it was just like a meteor shower. They don't happen too often, and you got to take heed of them when they come, and they will light up. But that too passed. But in his A&M, it says something about reincarnation. I think he's trying to find that in another lover, and that he waits for that persistent, this is the emotion's depth of the persistence of love. I think he's waiting for it to happen again. So I think this is well written and very thought out. Excellent, excellent poem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he puts in both sexes in here. I, as a younger woman, saw the curve of your smile, the emotion in your eyes. And in a different lifetime, I, as a younger man, watched the way you moved when we danced together. So, you know, really creatively, uniquely put together, amazingly flows. Amazing flow also, and so profound. Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is absolutely a beautiful write. I really like what you both had to say, but Fallon, I particularly was drawn to an interest in how you described how they're looking for that type of love again. It's like that type of love that, you know, you become so connected, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually. That you hunger for it. And I like how this is very spiritual. It's very mythological. It's about that connection that happens and, you know, doesn't disappear through time and space and other lives lived. It just, you keep having a hunger for it. And I really like how the fragrance you left in my mind when you left the room, the way you kissed me so many lives, I only saw you in pieces, flashes, and fragments. I also really like how she uses the phrase, our naked eyes meet, a couple of times. There's such a wonderful sense of being vulnerable with somebody within those lines. And also, I am afraid I cannot easily describe what transpires. You know, some you know, things that we experience are so beautiful that it's difficult to put them into the right words because we don't feel like we're doing that justice. Just a lovely write, sensual write, and very well done.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, she explains it well, you know, when she says, living outside of time, a kind of exploration of emotions, depth, the persistence of love. It's just amazing, amazing right here by Freya. Thank you so, so much for this, for entering this and for giving us the honor of reading this tonight. So, such a beautiful write indeed. And Pam, where are we going next?
Well, up next, we have Two Little Words by E.J. Cool and Fallon. Would you give that a read for us, please?
Absolutely. This is Two Little Words by E.J. Cool. With two little words, you make me melt. I become raw honey in your palm, begging to be tasted. A blooming cinnamon dough, condensing sugar. Dew beads like diamonds lick free from the flesh and savored on the tongue. End poem.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, what a way to write a brevity. Oh, you go, EJ. My gracious. With two little words, you make me melt. I become raw honey in your palm, begging to be tasted. Ooh, that is hot. And the second stanza is just as, you know, really the imagery and the metaphors that she uses are out of this world. Are just amazing. What did you think, Pam?
I thought this was just absolutely a beautiful brevity. Great read, Fallon. You know, I have all kinds of two little words going through my mind right now. And I'm pretty sure at least half of them I can't say on the radio. So I'll just... But I love the imagery in this. I love that she gets straight to the point. All the way through, it's amazing. But I especially like the reference to, and I become raw honey in your palm. What a wonderful way to describe the way the body reacts and flows to, you know, I mean, it's just absolutely stunning in its presentation that's offered up. So beautifully written and very well done.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Like 100. Yeah, me too. The two little words. Mm, there's so many, eh? And tell them your thoughts, my dear.
I got Sarah too. Ding, ding, come get it. Or it's on. My favorite is dare you. Dare you. You know, there's so many. I mean, this is some that you like apparently we can't repeat on the radio, but this is I love Brody, of course everybody knows that, but I think she captured it very well. Is, you know, raw honey in your palm, begging to be taste. You know, something about honey is sticky, thick, and in the palm of your hands, you got to get in there with your tongue to lick it off. You just can't just, you know. there's a lot of skill into that. So this is very sensual, very seductive, and very erotic. Great job.
Oh, yeah. It's very, very, very seductive. You could go, EJ, like I said. Way to start this show. Two amazing poems in a row. Wow. And Pam, what do you have for us next?
All right. Up next, we have Imprint by Blue Harrison. And it goes like this. Endgame arches my spine and bares my dimpled bottom in desires of your kiss. A profound devotion of lips pressed to skin. No question, just a craven stain, wanton in its spread. My mad bed pulled smooth, shaven over the corners, pillows crying for mercy from each bearded edge. Tightrope dance amid the sheeted stage, mourning all that wasted skin. No more the token moved in chance game. I choose fever and bind myself to fingers wrapped with devotion of now. Bow naked to he who would seduce rather than subdue. A masterpiece of imprint and poem.
Oh, wow. You know, Blue Harrison, she brings it every time. You know, from the imprint to the, you know, to all the way through. I choose fever and bind myself to fingers wrapped with devotion of now. You know, like right now, you know, bow naked to he who would seduce rather than subdue. A masterpiece of imprint. Wow, what an amazing, amazing, you know, right all the way through. Fallon, your thoughts?
Whoa, this is another one. I like how it starts off, end game. That right there says that's powerful in itself. End game, it's on. This is where we're going to break my back out. The arches of the spine, you know, and the bears my dimpled bottom and desire of your kiss, you know, and the profound devotion of lips pressed of skin, of no question, just craving stain, wanting it to spread. And then the way she describes the bed, just destroying the bed and the tightrope, you know, being on a tightrope, basically you're just, it's all about balance and there's nothing below. You gotta hang on. You gotta keep the balance to stay on top. This is another very, very seductive and sensual and sexy, hot right. Great job there, Blue Harrison.
Mm-hmm. Amazing, amazing comment there, Fallon, you know, the word about the tightrope, you just have to hang on and, you know, you're always, you know, when you feel that way, you know, wow. I mean, you're really, you know, over, when you're over the edge there, you're really being, you know, really in the moment. And Pam, you read that so amazingly well. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, this had brilliant imagery and metaphors. It was extremely passionate. I like a profound devotion, lips pressed to skin, no question, just a craven stain, wanton in its spread. I like how this speaks of the desire in the moment, the giving in the moment. And there's such a wonderful sense of movement in your dance amid the sheeted stage, mourning all that wasted skin. I love the line, mourning all that wasted skin, because it feels to me like it speaks on the idea that you just want every inch of yourself kissed and touched by your lover. So excellent write and very well done.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Amazing, amazing write here. And Pam, where are we going next?
Well, that is a good question. I suppose I better grab the next poem. That would probably help. All right. So up next, we have Depths of Desire by Stelina. And we have a SoundCloud for that. So I will mosey on over there and push play.
That tempting terrain of valleys and peaks, which your restless hands are so eager to explore, stretches out before you a new uncharted region, where each path you take reveals a new delectation. Tracing slowly each ripple like undulating waves, my skin tingling as your fingers dance over it. Journeying slowly south, lingering here and there. Your fingerprints branding me with your lustful longing. Yielding, I am enslaved by your eager urges as you weave threads of shivering sensations through nerves heightened with mounting arousal. Each erogenous zone screams feverishly for your touch. The sweep of aching abandon overwhelming me, quivering in ecstasy, begging sweet release from the bonds of this narcotic desire.
Oh, what an amazing SoundCloud, Stelina. Oh, she really brings it every time. And her voice is just so beautiful. You know, the words are so sensual, so seductive, so sultry. I am enslaved by your eager urges as you weave threads of shivering sensations to nerves heightened with mounting arousal, you know, just amazing. Fallon, what did you think of Stelina's amazing write?
I'm glad I got to finally hear her voice, and she has an amazing speaking voice and reading mm-hmm. voice. It's very erotic in itself, but I like the passage that you just mentioned, but the last one as well, quivering in ecstasy, begging sweet release from the bonds of an erotic desire. Narcotic desire means, you know, you're intoxicated. It's something that needs to be medicated because it's so, you know, it's such a sickness of that, or, you know, getting to that moment of that arousal. So, wow, this is amazing, like, top notch.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I wrote you. It's getting hot and hotter in here. Just an amazing, amazing sensual right all through. Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, I have to agree with both of you. It is an amazing sensual right all the way through. What I like about this is the main theme to me seems to, which fits really well with the prompt, be the idea of action and reaction. It's the actions that the man or the person takes upon their flesh, and then their reaction, you know, as fingers dance, skin tingles, you know, as, you know, just it's that reaction to the touch, and I particularly like that. I like especially tracing slowly each ripple like undulating waves, my skin tingling as your fingers dance over it, journeying slowly south, lingering here and there. I like the idea that it's all about those slow movements, those gentle touches, like tracing was a particularly wonderful choice of words. And I like how it builds up into the intensity of this fever screams and the being overwhelmed, you know, just an excellent write and beautifully written, very well done.
Mm. Yeah, you know, she has the, I love it, you know, that she wrote to the, right to the theme, the topic, I need your fingerprints all over me tonight. And, you know, this right here, it really fits that prompt, you know, so, so well. Those lines that you said, an excellent comment there, Pam. So, an excellent right here by Stelina. Thank you so much, Stelina. And where are we going next, Pam?
All right. Well, up next we have Pleasure Under the Moon by Shelley A.B. And Naomi, will you give that a read for us, please?
Yes. Pleasure Under the Moon by Shelley A.B. In your presence, I am energized by your fingertips. I am mesmerized. My heart quickens as you get near. My skin trembles when your voice enters my ear. Your gentle touch, as light as a feather, causes desire so much. Our bodies melt together. The simple feeling of you tracing my skin sends electric bolts somewhere deep within. The tingly builds. I can feel that soon my body will arch as I howl at the moon. You eagerly await at the sound. My cries as pleasure unfolded under darkened skies. You gave your caresses the whole night long. While under the stars, I moaned our love song. End poem. Oh, you know, just an amazing way to finish it off. Well, under the stars, I moaned our love song. And this is another, you know, very, very energetic, right? Very sensual. In your presence, I am energized by your fingertips. I am mesmerized. Just amazing. And the flow of it was so, you know, the read was so effortless. Just amazing rhythm and rhyme all the way through. And another very, a right that builds and builds and, you know, takes you on a wild ride here. So just an amazing, amazing right here by Shelley A.B. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is absolutely amazing. It has wonderful rhyme and flow, as you were mentioning, and short, impactful lines that I really like. And I like how she brings in the sky, the storm, and how the body's reaction is like a storm coming in, especially before the rain starts and it's just the thunder and the lightning. I really like Your voice enters my ear. Your gentle touch. My skin trembles when your voice enters my ear. So right away, there's that reaction to their voice. Your gentle touch, as light as a feather, causes desire so much. Our bodies melt together. You know, wonderful lines there. I like the part about, you know, sending lightning bolts. And all the way through, just wonderful use of nature imagery and metaphors to describe the act of lovemaking. So beautifully written and very well done.
Yeah, awesome, awesome comment there, Pam. And Fallon, your thoughts?
I really like how they captured the fact that just a slight trace of a fingertip can set everything off into another dimension. And that's all it takes is that one lightly pressed fingertip across your back of your neck or somewhere. It's electrifying. It is that shock to the senses of, oh, it is about to happen. We're about to tear up some stuff. We're about to be a tsunami or a hurricane or something up in here. So I really like this. It's in the sounds of my cries of pleasure unfolded under darkened skies. You gave your caress the whole night long while under the stars among our love song. Mm. That's how you do it. Great, right?
Yeah, right on. You know, another one that's compact and, you know, really to the point there and amazingly well written. So thank you so much, Shelley A.B. And Pam, where do you take us next?
All right. Up next, we have Favorite Instrument by Forgotten Dream. And Fallon, will you give that a read for us, please?
Absolutely. Favorite Instrument by Forgotten Dream. Ebony hair cascades the light sheet music, pouring over sloped shoulders, pooling at rounded hips. Moonlit face glows like an opalescent pearl. Dark lips, a smiling cleft, eyes sparkling notes begging for hands to play her. My fingertips provide vibrato down the curve of a soft spine, pulling body against me like a cello, warm head cradled by the rough cheek. I close my eyelids and inhale her, a mixture of night and jasmine, arms wrapped securely as lips kiss across her slender neck, whispering refrains into flower buds' ears, mirrored shivers ripple on skin, the heat of blended opus radiating between us. We hit, as we hit the crescendo, the outro of unbeaten breath, tangled in rustling bed linen, gazing at rhythm of chest moving, her voice, a treasure song, end poem.
Oh, what a beautiful read, Fallon. Amazing. And this was written, I don't even have to look to see what prompt this was written to. You know, I had the picture of a woman, the silhouette of a woman, the back of a woman, and half of her body was, you know, like a cello or a, you know, I think it was that, a cello or a big violin. And, you know, I love how she, you know, she wrote to that prompt and used different elements of music throughout this poem. You know, the vibrato, the cello itself, you know, the crescendo, you know, rhythm at the end. But also I love, you know, I love when people bring scent into a poem, and here she brings so much. You know, I close my eyelids and inhale her, a mixture of night and jasmine. Night and jasmine. That is such a beautiful lines. What did you think, Pam?
You know, I have to agree with you that it's a wonderful thing when people bring scent into a poem, especially a sensual poem. The other thing I really like about this is that it mainly focuses on the idea of how sensual music can be. And, you know, especially she brings the idea of the shape of the cello and, you know, warm head cradled by rough cheek. I love that. You know, I like to be surprised in many ways, but there are many ways that I'm very much a creature of habit, that there are certain things I just absolutely adore. When it comes to sensual rites, I adore music, spirituality, and dancing, and nature. And the fact that she brings in the nature with the scent, a mixture of night and jasmine, and she has the words like, you know, the heat of blended opuses radiating through us as we hit the crescendo. You know, I love those lines right there, and the idea of, you know, reaching the crescendo at the same time. You know, beautifully written. I also really like my fingertips bravado down the curve of soft spine, and wonderfully written, amazing imagery and metaphors, and very well done.
Yeah, indeed. Just beautiful. And Fallon, what did you think?
I think if you hold something against you the right way, and if it's an instrument and you touch it the right way, it will sing and sing and sing. It can do any kind of, from the deepest tones to the highest pitch. I think it's all about how you hold your mouth and move your fingers. Excellent, right?
That's an awesome comment there, Fallon. So true. And yeah, wow. Excellent observation there. Just perfect for this rite. And yeah, amazing. Favorite instrument. Amazing rite here. And Pam, where do we go next?
All right. Well, up next we have "With This Ring I Am Woven to You" by Cress Tersette. And we do have a SoundCloud for that. So I'll head on over there and let's see. Here we go.
With this ring, I am woven to you. We are twin threads. So warm me through the seasons, your touch hotter than winter knitwear. And now, here, as I slip from this beige bolero to curl naked, clawing at your core, aching for your unstitching, breaths bound, tongues tangled. Let our chafed limbs loop and twine, my pale thighs crisscrossing your tanned hips in seamless surges and tumbles, panting tapestries of our tomorrows. We'll devour our buckled bodies and undulate a counterpoint duet. Guttural groans and soprano moans, fervidly interlaced, throbbing in rhythmic tightening.
Oh, wow. Wow. This has left me, you know, like kind of speechless. You know, she gets me every time. Cress Tersette, I mean, she just writes in this fabulous way. I mean, and her voice, what a voice. I mean, her voice alone. But, you know, just the way she took that prompt, you know, that picture, and, you know, the like the art, the way it looks like it is on a woven piece there, and you know, with the sweater and everything, and you know that, how she incorporated all of that into the poem, just fabulous. I mean, this is so soft and it's so seductive, and it's you know, so powerful too, and you know, just beautifully written from top to bottom. We are twin threads, so warm me through the seasons, your touch hotter than winter night knitwear. Just absolutely beautiful, Cress Tersette. And Fallon, let me go with you for first
yes, I was taken back by her I was taken back by her voice as well, but I'm sitting there thinking, you know how you get a piece of thread and you sit there and you lick on it to get it to go, to get it to go through the eye of the needle over and over. I can just see that over and over a bit in another way. This is just breathtaking, a wonderful brevity, and it's hot, sensual, but at the same time, it's just, it's classic, and it's very well written and subtle. I love it. Great job.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Amazing comment there, Fallon. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is beautiful all the way through. I really even like the title, With This Ring, I Am Woven to You. I like the idea of being woven to somebody, being connected through those small loops and weavings. But that title made me think about, you know, sorry, the idea of making a ring out of braiding pieces of grass, or like making necklaces or crowns out of dandelions that you weave mm-hmm. together. So it has almost a very, you know, innocent and youthful feel to it. You know, this has that feeling of a love that lasts a lifetime. I like this all the way through. It's beautiful, but I particularly like that second stanza. And now here, as I slip from this beige bolero to curl naked, clawing at your core, aching for your unstitching, breasts bound, tongues tangled. I love the idea of aching for your unstitching, the idea of wanting to just, you know, tear somebody apart, and beautifully written and very well done.
Oh, yeah, so much. No, I'm, you know, the parts that you mentioned there, the on stitching really is amazing, aching for your on stitching, breath bound, tongues tangle. And, you know, all throughout till the end, it just mounts and mounts again. And just amazing right here that she delivered. So creative and so uniquely thought out. So bravo, Crestor Sip. Thank you so much for this write tonight. And Pam, what will be our next write?
Our next write will be Dreamweaver by Eric Svensson. And I will go ahead.
Again.
I missed what you said, Naomi. Sorry.
I said, no SoundCloud again.
Yeah, well, I do think he said something like earlier this week about enjoying a vacation somewhere. I could be wrong, but, you know, I guess somebody who writes as much poetry as he does and, you know, makes so many SoundCloud needs to take a vacation every once in a while.
Yeah, that's it. Poor Eric, you know, we're taking you for granted. That's not nice of us at all. Thank you.
Oh, we greatly appreciate
you. Yeah, we just have to be thankful for, you know, his amazing writes every week. So thank you, Eric. So go ahead, Pam.
All right. Dreamweaver by Eric Svensson. Island in the stream. Fabricated desire still selects sensual schemes of yarn, resilient, yet soft satin richness, fondles fingers, student keen to loom, weave your misty, angelic archipelago, fluid, golden Grecian sun, liquid flowed, meandered down the small of your back, confluence of scented jasmine, above resilient yet soft fingers fondled yarn possibilities. Salient rudder, socket inserted to steer the boat, inserted to sense each ribcage hull shudder. Stabilize white-capped exuberance, firm hands set sail on a balmy day, summer's day. Island in the stream, desire still fabricates intimacies unspoken of. Hearts loom, dreams weaves each exploratory touch. Sandy enclaves welcome us on your angelic archipelago. Teal waves murmured admiration, genuflected as you skipped towards our rendezvous. Still your laughter epiphany echoes hums like the Madam Butterfly chorus. Wedge skein of seagulls hovered, circled our upturned boat rib cage, ruddy rudder relaxed, laid aside after the crossing. Azure skies, whispered intimacy still untouched. Wet Medusa hair curls raged against confinement, fought to break free a blue woven cloth wrap around. Dream weaver compositions come and go like afterglow. Gallant glide of misty eyes towards horizontal zenith, lapis lazuli necklace sideways slide in moist gully. Robust rise and fall of chest, helmsman anchors, guides through narrow straits, sheer silken cliffs compress. Each touch shipwreck me upon your angelic archipelago, smitten by your island in the stream remoteness, excited each time you tenderly applied your archaeological tools, delicate strokes revealed antiquity's treasures. Quietly you pressed the alabaster urn to my cheeks, resilient yet soft fingers guided its coolness. Your angelic archipelago eyes touched my soul. Dreamweaver voice disclosed the urn's ancient secrets and poem.
I just, you know, this is just totally Eric. I mean, his use of alliteration, his use of metaphors, his use of the English language here, you know, the extended metaphor of you know, an island in the stream and being on sailing a ship, you know, for love making, it's just you know, amazing the way he attacked that prompt in such a creative, unique way. Just amazing the way he put all this together. I just love each touch shipwrecked me upon your angelic archipelago, smitten by your island in the stream remoteness, excited each time you tenderly applied your archaeology tools, delicate strokes revealed antiquities, treasures. You know, just stunning, so creative, amazing right here by Eric Svensson. And Fallon, your thoughts?
Yes, this is quite the wordsmith, and I like how he took the prompt and he really put a lot of depth into it, describing the colors, the way it was structured, the way that, you know, just everything about it. I really enjoyed this. It's a lot to digest, but I think you put a lot into this, and I really enjoyed it. Great job.
Mm-hmm. Great job indeed. Yeah, excellent comment there, Fallon. And Pam, your thoughts? That was an amazing, amazing read, by the way.
Well, thank you. You know, I like how that Eric interweaves modernists, like, you know, the song Islands in a Stream, that is what mm-hmm. we are. I think that was from the 1980s
yeah.
or something. Yeah. But then he goes into like the Grecian urns and, you know, I have to say, in all honesty, there's a real surrealism to Eric's central rites that I appreciate, because when you translate the surrealism into more solid imagery, he actually is quite naughty, I think. I could be wrong, but I think there's like a lot of imagery in here that if it was translated into straightforward language would
yeah.
definitely make me blush. You know, and I enjoy that. I like that he's able to create that sensuality, that naughtiness with, you know, words that don't cross a line. I like that. Now there was this part here, and I'm trying to find it, where he talked about, oh gosh, here we go. Lapis lazuli necklace, sideways slide and moist golly, robust rise and fall of chest, helmsman anchors, guides through narrow strait. And I can't remember her name, but she is a fairly famous surrealism artist, and she especially painted a lot of nature. And she did a self-portrait of herself laying naked in the bathtub, only instead of like legs, her legs were represented by like mountains rising up out of the water. And it was just beautifully done. And that part there reminds me of that painting. And I like how he brings in the scent and the dancing and the makes the idea almost of an island that, you know, those two islands joined together. And I will say, I still don't know if I was saying archipelago correctly. That was very challenging. I love it, that he has so much wonderful imagery, and especially fluid golden Grecian sun liquid flow meandered down the small of your back, confluence of scented jasmine above, resilient yet soft fingers fondled yarn possibilities. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, he even brings Madame Butterfly into this. Hums like Madame Butterfly chorus. Mm. So we all know Madame Butterfly. And so just a stunning, stunning write by Eric Svensson here. Bravo, bravo. And Pam, where are you taking us next?
All right. Up next, I'm going to put one for Naomi to read, and then Felon, after this one, will be your poem. Just so you know, I do have a plan in mind. All right. So we have up Tender Passions by Faerun. And Naomi, will you give that a read, please?
Of course. Tender Passion. My hands slide slowly down your back, feeling the curve of your spine, the silk of your skin from neck to crack, knowing your body is mine. Grasping you tight, you feel my caress. Your loving embrace surrounds me, unzipping slowly, removing your dress, releasing you, setting you free. Your lips meet mine and my kiss is returned, our tongues dancing around. I feel your warmth and know it is earned, for our passion knows no bounds. End poem. I just love the flow and rhyme start off with this poem. And, you know, tender passion, it's tender, but it's also quite steamy. I found the silk of your skin from your neck to crack, knowing your body is mine, grasping you tight, you feel my caress, your loving embrace around me, unzipping slowly, removing your dress. Setting you free for, you know, everything that comes after. This is amazing, right? Felon, your thoughts?
Slow and steady wins the race, they say. And when you do something, take your time and do it. Don't become so, you know, everything so quickly that you miss something. Take it slow. And that's the passion. That's the desire. That's everything, to be seductive and to be with someone and to bond with them in that kind of way. Is the intimacy is something that is enjoyed at a nice, even pace. So this is very nicely written, and it too is subtle, but at the same time very erotic. Enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome comment there, Felon. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this was beautiful, and I too enjoyed it. I really like that they did go with the slow movement and, you know, taking time. Beautiful, right, all the way through. But I do particularly like the silk of your skin from your neck to crack, knowing your body is mine, grasping you tight, you feel my caress, your loving embrace surrounds me. You know, wonderful, wonderful lines about the idea of just taking your time and enjoying the moment. So beautifully written and very well done.
And you know, I just entered a comment and it says new user comment. So this is a new poet for at all poetry.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, wonderful. That Fair Rune. And you know, I hope she, you know, you're listening in, and I hope we see many, many, many more writes from you. So appreciate it. So thank you so much. And so on to the next one, Pam. On to Felons, I guess.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. The next one is yours, Felon. So go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
Okay. It's A War Raging by Felon. Porcelain edged amongst passion's pores, arousal dilates a quench, quivering for more. Delicate is the pleasure teasing fingertips' pulse. Erotic peekaboo calls dare and chokes on impulse. Surrender waves on off black silk that flags. Start here at the hip. Borden is the explorer. Tattoo whispers my name off his hip. His lips. End point.
I read this earlier and oof, you know, it's beautifully, beautifully composed. You know, the alliteration, the flow of the whole piece is just, you know, it's so captivating. It pulls you in. You know, it evokes all these sensations inside. You know, just from the word porcelain, I just love that. Porcelain edged amongst passion pores. You know, the alliteration throughout this is just amazing. Erotic peekaboo calls, dare and chokes, or on impulse. Amazing, amazing lines throughout this, Felon. You know, and the surrender waves off black silk that flags. Foreign is the explorer. Tattoo whispers my name off his hips. You know, just beautiful, beautifully written all throughout. Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is definitely beautifully written throughout. I like A War Raging, and all from the title and all the way through, you get this idea of the war raging inside, like, you know, trying to hold back, but at the same time, you also kind of get the idea of a war between personalities. So there's this wonderful sense of seduction and passion. I have to say, I especially like Delicate is the pleasure teasing a fingertip pulse, erotic peekaboo calls, dare and chokes on impulse, surrender waves off black silk that flags, starts here at the hip. I like that you took in bits and pieces of the picture that you wrote to and put that in to the sense of as the erotic peekaboo, the tease of the peak. I also like arousal dilates a quench quivering for more. There's a wonderful sense of how the eyes dilate and the body reacts when aroused. So just absolutely a wonderful write and very well done. And Naomi, just so you know, Frank is on with us.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Frank.
Hello, hello, hello there. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Can you hear my voice?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We can hear your voice. Welcome, welcome. So
oh,
happy to have you.
Well, I'm glad I'm able to call. I'm glad the phone has allowed me so far to call in. We had a rain over here, so I wasn't certain if I was able to call simply because of the storm we were having here.
Okay, well, we hear you amazingly well, so that's perfect. And were you able to hear Felon read her poem?
Yes, I was able to. I thought it was, yes, indeed, it was a very central and erotic piece. So I was very creative as well. But, you know, I've noticed a bit of romanticism in this poem as well. You know, I like the way you talk about the surrender of the waves there. You know, this just had everything of what the show represents on this day, you know, authentic sensuality at its best. The arousal was, I mean, this was just a beautiful, exquisite poem. And I wonder there if my message finally reached you there.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it was amazing, amazing comment there, Frank. Thank you so much. And
thank you,
Felon, bringing this poem tonight. It's just amazing, amazing, unique. Like Frank said, unique and so creative. So you and such a, you know, amazing addition for tonight. So thank you so much again. And Pam, where are you taking us next?
All right. Up next, we have Cadillac by Weaver of Dreams, and we have a SoundCloud for that. So let me mosey on over there. And, oh, we also have another caller, and I believe area code 778 is Dexter, if I remember right, though I could be wrong. So.
You're
hello,
wrong.
Area code 7. Hey, oh my goodness, how did I get that wrong? Jeez. Oh, yeah. Hi, Gray.
Hi.
Hi.
Glad
Hi,
you
Gray.
Could join us.
Thank you. Happy
I should have known that was one of my favorite Canadians.
I'm the other one.
But yeah, so I have a song called
Gray, did you get a chance to hear Felon's Right by any chance?
No, unfortunately I didn't, sorry.
Okay, that's okay. So carry on, Pam.
All right, and here we go.
How can I control myself? My whole body blushes and trembles if you're near. I have no experience yet. I only know what I need. That is you. And here you are beside me, smiling and oozing pheromones. Your scent, musk and vanilla, playing my emotions like a harp. I want you to pluck my strings, only ever you. Tonight is the night, at last. I am primed and perfumed. Wait, in the back of your car? You might have hidden the kids' toys. I've been a fool, only over you.
She always has a twist at the end. Wait, in the back of your car? Like, are you serious? I just love, of course, her voice, you know, Kate's voice. And, you know, this is just oozing with sensuality there in the middle. Then here you are beside me, smiling and oozing pheromones, your scent, musk and vanilla, playing my emotions like a harp. I want you to pluck my strings, only ever you. And that's sensual. What did you think, Frank, since you're our, Frank, I didn't, no, Gray, I'll ask Gray first because he just arrived. I'll ask you second, Frank.
I really enjoyed the read. I love Weaver. I really enjoyed the read. I love Weaver's voice. She has an amazing reading voice. But I like the poem. You know, it's how can I control myself? My whole body blushes and trembles if you are near. I have no experience yet. I only know what I need. That is you. I mean, so she's going into this, you know, doe-eyed and blind, and then, you know, she's tempted to the back of his car, and, you know, she thinks maybe he's hidden the kids' toys, and she's been a fool, but only for him, which is a fantastic storyline. Well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she can tell a tale, all right. The master of tale spinning. And Frank, you give a shot at this.
Yes. First of all, I agree. That was a wonderful rendition there. This poem brought me back. I was looking at, just observing the car itself, the Cadillac, and, you know, and it took me back to that time period. So this poem almost took me to that time period of innocence, you know, when the courtship was less obvious than it is now. There was a sense of innocence still in those generations. And I like the whole notion of the creativity in this piece here, the wit as well. But I like the way she expressed herself here in this poem. And, you know, it almost seems that she, you know, is giving us an intimation here of a personal experience here, but of an ocean as well of a time period that has evolved now, you know, and a time period that's lost, you know. So this is just a wonderful adaptation of that that thought for me of taking me back. Although I wasn't born in that time period, but it certainly, I know enough of it to what it was in those days of courtship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it takes me back to those old Hollywood movies. Yeah, for sure. And Fallon, your thoughts?
Well, what I picked up on is, you know, Cad is a man who behaves dishonorably and especially toward a woman. And then he's ill. You know, he's treating her ill the way he's treating her. It's kind of sickening, but yet she goes along with it. That's the Cadillac. If you see how she breaks down the cat, ill at.
Cool.
Yeah. How can I control myself? My whole body blushes. She's so excited and so ready for this moment. And, you know, he's got her by just the sense of her, the scent of him. When it comes down to it, just like an old dog, you know, they don't take you far. They only want one thing, self-gratification. You ain't getting a room. You're not going to their house. You're not even taking your shoes off at their front door. It's in the back seat, and that's it, and then on out your way. So she realizes she don't really care. She'll take it in the back seat because she's a fool over him. But she'll soon wake up and see that seat gets old after a while. And sometimes you just need a little bit more than that. So excellent, right?
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent catch there on that title. Amazing there, Fallon. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, that was a really good catch there. I had noticed that myself. And, I knew the cat. And I went and looked up the iliac part, which is actually relating to the area of the ilium, which is the three bones that join together to create the pelvis bone. So what we have here is a cad who is really interested in the lower region. And I think that was...
Oh, we dig in tonight from a lot of information here.
Yeah. I'm here to inform you. Oh, but no, that was brilliant.
I'm never going to look at a Cadillac again the same way again.
Right?
They have a lot of legs.
Well, that's very perceptive there. That was very perceptive though, for you to say that. It went beyond my horizon there in the beginning.
Yep. But no, I thought it was very brilliant of Weaver to come up with that. I really like how this is all about that attraction, that you can't resist somebody. Especially the sensuality really comes through in that second stanza with the oozing pheromones, your scent, musk and vanilla. And then of course there's that twist at the end where you realize he wants her to hide in the back of the car. It's just, all about all of a sudden you realize it's about an affair, about him wanting to hide her. It actually reminds me, a real quick short story. When I was in my early 20s, me and my best friend went to this guy's house and we were hanging out and, you know, having fun. And all of a sudden he had us hide in the bathroom. And the reason he had us hide in the bathroom is because his mother came home.
Well, you know, Pam, you could have said you were the plumber there.
Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, wonderful, right, Weaver?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, that's so brilliantly witty, you know, that and thank you, Felon, for that catch on the title. Oh, my gracious. You know, that made my night. And, you know, just such a wonderful tale spun here by you know, Weaver of Dreams. Amazing. So where are you taking us next, Pam?
All right. Well, let's see what we have next. All right.
Did everybody comment? Everybody. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so. You can go on, Pam. Sorry.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and I'll grab this one and all right. And up next, we have Nang So Dear by P.R. Hebert. And Frank, could you give that a read for us, please?
All right, I'll give it a stab here. It's called Nang So Dear by P.R. Hebert, I believe. It goes like this. Nang So Dear, exotic Asia, where east meets west, captured mind and heart, so sophisticated in odor, music of love. A Piaf, newly Mendes, Astavor, gets Gilberto night alone. A night sitting in a graveyard or on a dock, Virginia Beach watching phosphorus from the sea waves. I touch her hair, but wanted more. Scared to lose a friend to gain a lover. Eating rice and chorizo, drinking wine and smoking Salem's pack after pack. Playing those tunes over and over. Topping in sexual innuendos with feelings laid bare. The hormones of a 20-year-old matching and exceeding a woman of 25 or so, but who's counting now? But back then it was scandalous. Remembering makes me blush. The short pitch black hair, cinnamon color of your skin, eyes darker than your hair, eyes that see into and sear my soul. So intense you inhibit me, left to doubt, can I, should I? You are so worldly and I am a child. You're such a presence even 10 years after. Wife by my side. I take in light too, Salem's at once, and no one even flinches. I become yours again for that time together. I am hopeless, student or slave. Goodbye. End of poem.
Oh, that was an amazing, amazing read there, Frank. Wow. You know, I love this, you know, that just how, you know, he goes into the how this woman and that became his wife, you know, I guess, you know, wife by my side. I taken like two salons at once and no one even flinches. But, you know, what I like about it is when he describes her, you know, the short pitch black hair, cinnamon color of your skin. And the eyes, the way he describes the eyes, eyes darker than your hair, eyes that see into and sear my soul. You know, just amazing, you know, amazing story told here. And, you know, just beautiful. Your thoughts, Gray, on this, right?
Yeah, you know, I thought it was a fascinating write, you know, where you are swooned by Asia and what it has to offer. And, you know, it's where East meets West, captured mind and heart, so sophisticated and older. And then, you know, he goes into meeting this woman who has, who he considers a friend but is afraid to make a move because he's scared to lose a friend, to gain a lover. And then they hang out, eating rice and chorizo, drinking wine, smoking Salems, pack after pack, and then listening to the same tunes over and over again. And then they start, you know, hinting at sexual innuendos with feelings laid bare. And, you know, right until the very so intense you inhibit me, left to doubt, can I, should I, you are so worldly and I am a child. And then, you know, even after 10 years, wife by my side, I take in like two Salems at once and no one even flinches. And, you know, so he became hers, you know, a helpless student or a slave. And then in the end, the final goodbye. So just a fantastic write on the progression and poetry of a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, well, very well said there. Amazing comment there, Gray. And Fallon, your thoughts?
Oh, Fallon had to go.
Oh, good night, Fallon. I have to say good night to her on the board. Frank, your thoughts?
Yes, I thought it was a wonderful piece, first of all. This whole poem just brings memories to me. But, you know, I think the beautiful thing about when you have these type of encounters and experiences, you know, they leave a lasting vestige in your mind, you know, memories. And this whole notion of what he describes in this poem is very indicative of experiences that we share, you know, when we are in relationships, you know, whether they last or do not last for long. There's always something, you know, the details, you know, something that you remember of that person, you know, very fondly in particular. And I like the way he, just the narrative of this poem, the way he brings in, you know, the whole encounter here, you know, and how he just basically just reveals himself throughout this poem of what's going on. And of course, I have to say in this one, a bit of wit, anytime you put in chorizo, which is Spanish sausage, you cannot go wrong there. In wine, and with wine, I'm with him there. It was a great poem.
Yeah, amazing, amazing comment there. Can't go wrong with wine, that's for sure. And, you know, it makes me think of, you know, I don't know if it's just me, but it makes me think of a sailor in the army or something overseas. And it just gave me that vibe anyway. So it's just amazing storytelling here and, you know, amazing sensual piece. And Pam, you're...
Yeah, this is an amazing sensual piece. I have to agree with Frank. You know, I did love that part about eating rice and chorizo and drinking wine. You know, it added a bit of spiciness. And there's something so, you know, intimate and personal about sharing food. I like the nostalgic feel to this. I like that it's the idea of someone who's looking back. You know, they're married. They're not unhappy with their marriage. They stand by their spouse's side as their spouse stands by their side. And yet there's that nostalgic feel of looking back when a young man experienced passion and seduction with an older woman who was experienced. So there's that sense of learning what sensuality is. I really like so intense you inhibit me left to doubt. Can I, should I? You are so worldly and I am a child. You have such a presence. And there are people who do have a presence and who, you know, even if you only meet them once in your life, you remember for your lifetime. So beautifully written and very well done.
Mm-hmm. I just looked up what nag means, and it means a young lass or a young girl. So it's amazing, you know, amazing, right? Thank you so much. Pam, where are you taking us next?
All right. Up next we have When I Met You by Mike Britland. And Gray, will you give that a read for us, please?
Sure. It is true that when I met you, I never knew I could fall so hard for a woman as gracious as you. I would never have imagined that. The first time my eyes saw you, the first time I saw you smile, I knew your heart was pure and true. Your eyes were as blue as a lotus flower. You are the woman from my dreams that stole my heart and made it yours, placing it so gently next to yours to see the warmth our love has to share. From the moment you came into my life, I just knew I couldn't be without you. You make my days shine so bright, more than the sun could ever do. It is true that when I met you, I did not know I could love this much, for you have made me the luckiest guy to have found you like a beautiful white dove. End poem.
Oh, wow. Very emotive piece, very, you know, so romantic, so soft and tender. Oh, I wish I, you know, I had a man to write me poetry like this, you know. I'd just be swooning all day, you know. I'd make him wonderful meals and everything, you know, just amazing. from the moment you came into my life, I just knew I couldn't be without you. You make my days shine so bright, more than the sun could ever do. And a beautiful rhythm and rhyme to the whole piece. So bravo, Mike, here for this amazing, amazing, very beautiful poem. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yes, this is definitely a beautiful poem. Very romantic. I like how it goes throughout a relationship. It's, you know, the idea of that first time you see someone, but it's also about how they stay by your side and you stay by theirs, and how you're there for the long run. It was definitely romantic. And I like the opening. It is true that when I met you, I never knew I could fall so hard, you know. And that second stanza, I knew your heart was pure and true. Your eyes were as blue as a lotus flower. You are the woman for my dreams that stole my heart and made it yours. I like that idea of completely belonging to somebody, you know, body and heart and soul. So beautifully written and very well done.
Mm-hmm. Awesome comment there, Pam. And Gray, you read that so wonderfully. What are your thoughts?
You know, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed reading it. I just said that if we are fortunate enough to find someone who captures us in such a way, it is as rare and beautiful as a lotus blossom. So just a wonderful poem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that sentence too. Your eyes are as blue as a lotus flower. So such a beautiful line there. And Frank, take it away.
Well, I don't know if I can take it away with this poem. This is a very powerful poem. It's a very romantic poem. You know, I don't think even if the man, you know, I think as a man, if a, you know, woman wrote this for me, I would be just as much swooned. This is just essentially the type of love that you know, seldom ever reach, or when we reach, we seldom have it for long. And those who do endure this type of love for decades are very fortunate in achieving that. I just thought this poem, it brought memories for me, of course, but I really did like the whole notion here of the innocence here when I met you. You know, there's a lingering thing there. It's a beautiful sentiment expressed throughout this poem. It was just beautiful from the beginning. I thought it was a great poem.
Oh, yeah. Made me swoon anyway.
Oh, there you go.
So beautifully
written. Don't ever give up there, Naomi. Perhaps you'll find someone there to swoon you. Just don't make it in the cold there.
Oh, yeah, I know. Snow's coming. Ooh. So, and Pam, where does that take us next?
All right. Up next, we have Feasting on You by Talia R. And it goes like this. 1, 2, 3, let me place my kisses all over you. Let me nibble and bite on you, then detour and devour you all over again. I have discovered on you streets that lead me to heaven, and I am loving those glorious streets. Such beauty and warmth you give to me. Feasting on you reminds me of having a nice Sunday with all the different toppings. The more I see, the more I want. Truly, you are my heaven on earth. Our time, so divine, reminds me of Eden. I am Eve and you are Adam. My Romeo and I am Juliet. Romeo? Yes, my dear Juliet. Call me. Baby? Oh, my sweet baby. Every day is a blessing to be with you. I have the compass pointing to your location, and together we elevate in heights of geographic ecstasy through the hills and valleys cascading smoothly on the plains where we ride in fine style. End poem.
Oh, I just love feasting on you. Reminds me of having a nice Sunday with all the different toppings. Yum, yum, yum. That goes along with our title. Just amazingly well, feasting on you. And I love the way she starts. 1, 2, 3, let me place my kisses all over you. And let me nibble and bite on you. Then detour and devour you all over again. Just amazing. Frank, your thoughts?
Well, you know, the Sunday just made me think of Dairy Queen for tomorrow, perhaps. this poem was, you know, it had a sense of romance, but it's a very central poem as well. I like the whole notion of the imagery throughout the poem, you know, feasting on someone can be very, you know, how would I say, it's a very beautiful sentiment expressed, particularly when that person is enjoying the feast as well. I just thought, I love the little dialogue notion there of Juliet, Romeo and Juliet. The poem throughout was just, it's a centerpiece, but it also was an innocent piece as well. And I thought I'd say, in the end of this poem, muy caliente.
Wait, and awesome comment there, Frank. And Gray, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, it was a very romantic, right? Steeped in passion. It had excellent flow to it. Pam did a beautiful read on it. But I like the sentiment of, you know, feasting on somebody and eating everything that they are and enjoying every bite and every step along the journey. So a fantastic poem. Beautifully read, Pam.
And Pam, your thoughts? Awesome comment there,
yeah.
Gray.
I really enjoyed and appreciated this one. I like how Talia seems to have fun with her sensual rites. Like, they're beautifully sensual, this one especially, but also playful. And I, too, love the idea of feasting on someone. And those lines, feasting on you, reminds me of having a nice Sunday with all the different toppings. I love that she brought in some lines from that song from the movie Dirty Dancing, and I could hear it in my head, but because it's a particularly high note, I wasn't even going to try. But I like that she put that in there because it was so fun, so playful.
Well, you can always try next time there, Pam.
Yeah, maybe if you're all unlucky, I will.
You never know until you try.
Well, That's right.
What I need is a man who can help me hit those high notes. Then I won't even know.
Are you insinuating there?
Pam is going naughty on us.
Never mind. We can move on.
Goodness. But no, I thought this was absolutely a wonderful sensual rite and very well done.
Yeah, so uniquely creative and playful, like you said, eh, Pam? It's just like she's having so much. Great, great ride here by Talia. Thank you so much, Talia. Made our night. made Sam and Pam almost hit those high notes. So awesome. So Pam, where are we going next?
Right up next, we have "Candlelight Is the Cure" by Kay Heartless. And Naomi, will you give that a read for us, please?
Yes. I'll scroll right over there. Yep. Click that. "Candlelight Is the Cure." Candlelight is the cure. Curtains drawn. Wick firm. Scratch of match. Sulfurous burn. To diffuse our disagreement. Dark anger softened by a hollow glow, a forever single flame. A belly dancer whose unpredictable sways spark warmth. Bifurcates our focus, our fused pain. And when the wax softens, a smoky slush, you ask from the couch, shall I? I move closer and reply, you must. And with one breath, one exhaled thrust, all that is combustible snuff. The frail flame forks two smoky silhouettes, eyes closed in confidence. Ailment elevated. We return home to each other's lips, pulse restored by trust. The remedy was the torch, and the torch was lust. End poem. Oh, I just love, you know, this prompt really inspired Kate. I think it's Kate, eh? Kay Heartless. You know, the way she danced with the candlelight and the flame throughout the movement throughout the poem. Just amazing. And the dialogue in it adds so much, and a very, very brilliantly written piece to that prompt. I just loved how she mentions trust in it. You know, if you have trust between two people, the relationship makes it so much stronger. So just amazing from top to finish, this right. And Frank, your thoughts?
Yes, I thought the poem was very evocative. The imagery was evocative as well. I like the whole notion of the personification there, of the candlelight there. You know, the imagery just was striking here. And it just was self-explanatory there. But I like the way she mentions there a bit of dialogue with "shall I move close and reply, you must." This is a very central piece, you know, but it's a very, I would say, renaissance type of poetry where you discover, you're discovering emotions, feelings, sensuality with someone who just evokes, you know, all of this that is the seduction that leads on to the climax in itself. And this was just a wonderful illustration here of that. I don't know if it's a male or female.
I think it's Kate. I think she's a female. Yeah, I think right. I think that's Kate. I'm not sure, but I think she's a female. I can be wrong, but I always, call them.
That's why at times when I'm looking up some of these names, you know, because they're in initials and so be it, I don't know if they are male or female at times. And I just want to be respectful in that
regard. Yeah, me too. I just say the poet.
there's poetess as well, which is a feminine thing. So you cannot say poet. It is poet.
It's true. The writer.
Yeah, there you go.
And Gray, your thoughts on this poem?
Yeah, you did a beautiful read on that, Naomi. But, you know, the poem itself is fantastic. It's a deeply engaging, romantic storyline about two people who have gone out and fought and came home and made up over a candle, and they became the flame and this flame that they have is passion and desire, so and lust. So yeah, a beautiful poem on the subject of relationship repaired.
Yeah, so well said there, Gray. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, I really like what Gray had to say about how it, is the repairing of a relationship. And I definitely like how there's this beautiful passion to this seduction. I like how she brings in the movement of the belly dancer and then brings up the idea of trust. I really like ailments elevated. We return home to each other's lips, pulse restored by trust. The remedy was the torch and the torch was lust. You know, wonderful lines about, you know, how love and desire can bring two people together and heal them. So, excellent write and very well done. And let's see. Yeah, absolutely.
Looking for our next poem, Pam?
I am, yes. And I have it. Just let me pick it up here. And all right, we've had some wonderful sensual poetry tonight for sure. Yeah. And all right, Frank, I'm going to put up your poem, and you were nice enough to provide us with a SoundCloud, so here we go.
Lighten it up a bit. The night is still virgin, and the winds of passion are unleashed, with the flirtatious wind provoked by a Saxon dancer, as the darkly flames awaken the soul of my deep layers of lust, like a sensual storm evokes. Like the movements of her curvaceous hands, the midnight oscillations become the echoes of dripping desires. An intense flame burns throughout her body, sizzling on fuego. As the touch of our lips emerge, up in the rapture of the moon, her exotic eyes reflect the gypsy spell of a Spanish glisten. I want to be lost in the flavor of her erotic lips, be tattooed with the impress of the dew of her kiss, savor the wetness from her voluptuous bust to the drops moisten my teasing tongue. A delicious contours of a flash of my craving temptation, a night in Malaga under the beauty of her nudity, to lick off slowly the sweet cream of her smooth navel, behind the draperies of our secret rendezvous. Es la mujer que me seduce con su encanto y baile, me excita con su mirada, es la Macarena. She's the woman seducing me with her charm and dance. She turns me on with her look. She is Macarena.
Olay. Olay.
Oh, well, olay indeed, my gracious Frank. You're going to make me strike those high notes. Oh, this is amazing. I just love how you use the word fuego instead of fire. You know, an intense flame burns throughout her body, sizzling on fuego. Just amazing there. And so many amazing lines throughout as the touch of our lips emerge us in the rapture of the moon. Just love that rapture of the moon. You know, this is just, you know, you have the word fire on there, but, you know, this has set me on fire for sure. Just amazing, sensual, right all the way through. I was wondering when you're going to bring a write about dance, and you really brought it.
Oh, there you go, the Macarena. I said I was going to, yeah. Actually, originally I wanted to have some of the females here on the Late Night Poets, you know, help me out, assist me on the boom, but I guess no one was interested, so I had to go solo here, so. So, yes, I was inspired by the song, of course, that I mentioned this to Pam before briefly, that I actually met the original singers before.
Oh, yeah.
This song, yeah, the Macarena singers, I met them in a local pub there one night. And this was inspired a bit by that the music, the song there, and, of course, by what tonight's topic is, sensuality. I just happened to use the name Macarena, which is a Spanish name, Macarena. It's not common, but it is a name there in Spain for a female.
Oh, yeah, okay. It is
it's not a common name as much, but you can still hear the name throughout Spain.
That's cool to know. Macarena.
Yeah, really quick. Yeah, if you go down at the bottom, you scroll down, you see that video. That is the original song there by the group there. So if you get a chance to click on that, you could hear the song
by them.
No, that's not me.
Thank you.
That's not me on that photo there, on the video. That's not me. If you want.
And Pam, did that make you strike any high notes?
No, but I will say muy caliente.
There you go, Pam. The audience was waiting for that in suspense there.
Yes, I'm sure. I had to wait for you to call in and for us to play your poem. So, you know, they just had to stay on in suspense. I think this is beautifully written couplet. I really enjoyed that you had the Macarena in the background. And it makes sense that that's a woman's name. Because, you know, once you said that, I started looking at it and I realized, if I remember correctly, Reina is from the Spanish word for queen, correct?
Yes, 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 that is correct. Yes.
I'm not sure what the Maca is, but, you know, but it's very cool.
Reina, the queen, there's an I, it's R-E-I-N-A. But this is just a typical, it's a name. I mean, I don't know what the meaning of Macarena or what it means. I know it's just a name, a Spanish name. It's not a very common that I've heard it much, but I know it's there, and it just fit for the. I wanted to do the song when I thought I wanted to do a poem that was inspired by the song, and I said to myself, why not just Macarena, call the woman that I'm trying to invoke here in this poem. Called a Macarena. So I just came up with Macarena for this poem, and I used the invention of the song as an inspiration there.
Well, I have to say, I think you did a wonderful job, beautifully written couplet. I like how you can see the inspiration from the song, like the part that says, like a sensual storm evoked by the movement of her curvaceous hips, because within the Macarena dance, there is a lot of movement of the hips. Yeah,
that's
and I also like
I put in the sexy dancer there because it was a little bit reference to the song, to the dance.
Yes. But I also felt like it tied in with the prompt that Naomi offered up in the part that says, I want to be lost in the flavor of her erotic lips, be tattooed with the impress of the dew of her kiss. I love the use of the word tattooed as the idea of, you know, being, you know, just someone, an experience that you will always remember. So beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you very much, Rafael. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Awesome comment.
And
there.
I'll remember to send you tonight there, Pam. I'll remember if I inspired you tonight, I'll send you someone tonight.
And Gray, your thoughts.
Yeah, you know, I had to Google Macarena, and it says Macarena is a Spanish female name popular in Andalusia in honor of the virgin hope of Macarena. So, you know, your opening stanza with the night is still virgin is perfectly apt for that. So beautiful, right? And, you know, as I said in my comments, I said, lock up our women. The king of seduction has done it again. Masterful crafting of an exotic, hypnotic, erotic peek into your mind. Ole, ole, muy caliente.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I appreciate that. And I want to say really quick, Gray, thanks for bringing that little information there. It just slipped my mind. It is, I'm not a religious person, but it is a reverential name. That's what I left off to mention there for people who are, you know, religious people in Spain. There is the Virgin there, Macarena. It's just, I slipped my mind there, but it wasn't thinking about the name itself in that context. I was thinking about something else, but you did point out something that was very important for the audience to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I just hope they don't take it as that. I don't think they're going to get upset over there. I mean, if we have any Spanish speakers over there, it was not meant then to use the Macarena as a reference to the Virgin, of the Virgin Lady. It's more of the song, so I'm assuming it's not going to be much of a problem there.
I don't think so. But just amazing, you know, you set the show on fire, Frank. So
I appreciate that.
Amazing.
Thank you very much for
that, right. And Pam, what do we have next?
All right. Up next we have I Need to Feel Your Tender Touch by Teresa Streshnikov. And Naomi, will you give that a read for us, please?
I need to feel your tender touch. I want to taste your lips. Baby, please come over here. Give me a big, great big kiss. Up and down my neck he kisses. Make my knees weak. I can barely speak. You make me shake and quiver from all this erotic lust you deliver. From my head all the way to my feet, starting to sweat from all this heat. Now that is raw, real and raw and authentic and just to the point. And, you know, just amazing flow and rhyme throughout. Frank, what did you think of that, right?
No, can you... Give me the second. Can you move on to one? I wasn't able to find the link until now. I'm able to see it now. I had to go up, you know, and scroll up, and I couldn't see it before, but now I did. But I can comment after the first comment.
No problem. Gray, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was a fantastic poem. You did a wonderful read on it, Naomi. But, you know, it says so much in such a little brevity. You know, how much she quakes for his touch is very evident throughout this rite. And then, you know, you make me shake and quiver from all this exotic lust you deliver, from my head all the way to my feet, starting to sweat from all this heat. You know, when somebody lights you on fire like that physically, that's a powerful thing. So beautiful rite and well read, Naomi.
Thank you. Beautiful rite indeed. Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a wonderful sensual brevity. You know, I like the straightforward language. You know, I think, you know, when you're expressing yourself to a partner, you know, you need to be very straightforward about what you want and what you desire. I like the rhyme and flow in this. I like especially the lines, "You make me shake and quiver from all this erotic lust you deliver." Wonderful lines, beautifully written and very well done.
Awesome comment there, Pam. And Frank, are you ready?
Yes. I was able to read the poem. It's a brevity here. I agree with Pam. You know, it's a very, you know, straightforward poem. It doesn't use, you know, imagination of exploring metaphors here. It's very upfront. I like this whole notion here of, you know, of being enraptured here, you know, whether it's erotic lust or whether it's romance or whether it's passion, we can, you know, call it whatever we want to call it or experience it. But it's the whole notion of going through the process of it, of what you feel, you know, what you experience, and when in particular it's someone who makes you shiver there. This is what makes a poem like this, makes you reflect and appreciate those sentiments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed. Awesome comment there, Frank. Yeah, it is. It's, you know, for a brevity, it just really says it all, you know, in so few words. So amazing. Thank you very much, Teresa, for bringing this tonight. And Pam, what do you have for us next?
All right. Up next, we have Back to Home by Hakan Seven. And Gray, will you give that a read for us, please?
Sure. There is peace in the curved curtain that opens on the way back home, together at the end of a quiet road. Cells whispering in the deep dark, lays in bed. Turkish translation, Yuvaya Donas. Yuvaya Donas, Yulanda, Akalane, Kivm, Perde, Perde.
Oh, Gray, you don't have to read Turkish.
I already tried that once. I was into the poem and I just went.
Do you want me to try the Turkish or what?
No, it's okay. I think, we will get in a few more poems, maybe a poem or two.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. But, there is peace in the curved curtain that opens on the way back home, together at the end of the quiet road, cells whispering in the deep dark, lays in bed. You know, the beautiful brevity here, back to home. What are your thoughts on this, Frank?
Yes, I thought the poem. Well, first of all, this took me to Istanbul. You know, I don't know if anybody's been there. It's a beautiful surrounding there, and I would recommend anyone gets a chance to go to Istanbul. This was just it's really five lines, yet it encompasses a wholesome nature. A wholesome nature, I would say. I like the notion there of just laying in bed, you know, and. And I find myself doing that at times, you know, reflecting there. And this is one of these things that's a very, it's a simplistic poem. It's not long, but it gives you that calming feeling there of just being within the serenity of your own home.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well said there, Frank. And Gray, your thoughts?
Sorry, you caught me off guard here. I'm sorry, got to get back to that. I really like it.
Go ahead.
I liked it for a brevity. You know, it says a lot about that special place that holds our heart, which is home, and you know, just relaxing and laying in bed. I thought it was a fantastic read.
And Pam, your thoughts? Awesome comment. Gray?
Yeah, I like what everybody had to say. And this is a wonderful, what I would call a mega brevity. It's not a lot of words, but it says so much. There's a delicate sensuality to it, and it really makes me think about the idea of being with someone who makes you feel safe, who makes you feel at peace with yourself and your life. So beautifully written and very well done.
Mm-hmm. And then, awesome comment there, Pam, indeed. And do we have time to fit one more in?
We could definitely do that. And we might go a little bit over, but that is okay. If we go off air while commenting, we can always go ahead and, it'll be on the recorded version. So, all right. And one more poem for the night, and that is One Heart by CRL17. And Frank, will you give that a read for us, please?
Oh, by all means. This is by CRL17. It's called One Heart, and it goes like this. Lips melting, breathing kisses, mix of words of love. Bright blue eyes, snow white skin, a longing for each touch. The moon and the stars exchanging glances, a lust for dreams of holding you becomes reality. The essence of two becoming one heart. End of poem.
Oh, that's just beautiful. You know, and your voice, Frank, and your reading brought so much to the poem too, so bravo. But, you know, the moon and the stars exchanging glances, that's just beautiful. Lust for love as dreams of holding you becomes reality, the essence of two becoming one heart. I just love those lines. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a beautifully written brevity. I too like the idea that in line with the essence of two becoming one heart. You know, there is such a wonderful sense of two people becoming one, connecting in the heart and the body. I really like also longing for each touch, the moon and the stars exchanging glances, a lust for love. You know, I like the idea of not being mundane about the idea of love, but truly lusting for it. So beautifully written and very well done.
Indeed. And Gray, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, falling in love is so desirous and beautiful, as this poem is beautifully done. Excellent read, Frank.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
A great comment there. And your comment, Frank.
Well, you know, this is like the previous poem. You know, sometimes I've always said that poetry sometimes doesn't need the added word or the added verse or the added length onto a poem. Times, you know, just a brevity like this just demonstrates what love can mean, you know, what feelings and emotions are shared, you know, when they're with that particular person. And I could say the poet, I know the poet in the sense I know of his work, he's always conveying to me that sense, that personal nature, which is it's a very admirable type of quill that he has when he writes this type of poetry, or when he writes his poetry in general, the sentiment that he expresses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, CRL17 is, yeah, amazing writer indeed. You know, often these beautiful brevities that he gives us. So thank you so much. And yeah, I guess that was the last poem for tonight. And I want to thank everybody that joined us. You know, thank you, Fallon, for joining in, and you, Frank, and Gray, and you know, I so appreciate it when you call in. It, you know, just makes my night. And thank you, Pam, for being there, and Phil for everything that she does. You know, and we just just want to hug and kiss you and wish you good night to everybody. And thank you so, so much. Pam, did you have anything to add?
Well, just join us in 30 minutes for Headliners Ball with Jeremy F. where we will be headlining the poetry of Richard Wiseman and Bex. What is her full name? Oh my goodness. Bex Agencies. Yes. So should be a great show.
Yeah. Amazing. So good night, everybody. Sweet dreams.